1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Great to have you here. Well, you certainly know the legacy of Adolf Hitler, but long before he came to power, he was put on trial, a trial that the story has never been told before. Until now, in the new book, The Trial of Adolf Hitler, The Beer Hall Putsch and the Rise of the Nazi Party. The author is historian David King, and he is right here with us on 1320 WILS. David, great to have you here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, it seems like there was plenty of forewarning looking back at how dangerous he would be. Why do you think the German government never handled Hitler before he became so powerful?
You know, I think it's so dangerous to underestimate people. And at this time, Hitler looked like, well, first he was obscure. No one knew who he was until the trial or until the putsch. And then when they found out, when he tried to take over the government by storming into a beer hall, firing his gun in the air, and instead of taking over the government, like in a national revolution, he ends up getting arrested. It looked like his career was over at that point. And the New York Times said his career was over. Other newspapers did as well. And it looked like it was. Hitler thought it was over, too. I mean, he was really depressed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was really easy to underestimate him. Mm-hmm. And when he was spoken of at this time, he seemed like a clown, like the buffoon. I mean, if you're going to take over a government, why don't you, shouldn't you go to a military barracks or maybe a government office, mm-hmm. but a beer hall? So we looked like kind of a joke.
Now, the beer hall putsch itself, what exactly happened there?
Well, Hitler, it's November 1923. Germany is in chaos after the war. The currency is going crazy. From what used to be 4 marks to a dollar before World War I was now falling in hundreds and thousands and millions and falling about in the trillion, like 6.7
just
trillion.
Hyperinflation, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes, and it was so. If you if you saved your whole life, millions would have bought you a lot. But now, cabbage in the market costs 10 to 12 billion marks. I mean, people are wiped out, mm-hmm. and so Hitler comes in. He proclaims a revolution. The revolution has broken out. He says, firing a gun in the air, but he ends up getting arrested, and so he's on trial for high treason. And so this is where the authorities had him now.
Right, and this happened because after the actual, he gave a speech at this beer hall, is that what happened?
Yes, well, someone else gave a speech. The leader of Bavaria was giving a speech, and Hitler kind of barges in and takes him hostage, and takes a couple other leaders hostage and makes them, or convinces them, to join him in this so-called revolution. And for a while, it looked like it was going to succeed, but, within like 17 hours, it's in shambles. Hitler's fleeing. And the government, the police is after him. We even have the handwritten notes of a lady who hid Hitler in her attic that weekend.
Because he was he went into the street, right? They were marching, and then there was an exchange of gunfire, right, between his supporters and the army or the military?
Yes, it's the state police. And there's a short, 30 seconds to a minute, but 20 people die. 20 people die in this. I mean, it's a failure. Hitler is so depressed, 16 of them are his followers. He's like, who's going to listen to me now? And we have new files from prison, too. You could follow along with a lot of people that come and visit him. And he's so depressed. He's on a hunger strike. He thinks his career's over. Mm-hmm. And, probably should have been, as he said, with the trial. And right. The trial comes in and gives him another chance.
Now, the book is The Trial of Adolf Hitler, brand new book by historian David King, right here on 1320 WILS. So, David, in terms of the trial, how did it work? Was it a jury trial, or what was the circumstance?
The institution was called the People's Court. It was an institution created after World War I in the chaos. Like Munich has a revolution, and they create this court in this time to try non-political trials, murder, arson, robberies. But it expanded to include treason. And so they get this trial here, and it's there are five judges. There's a real judge, and he has an assistant who's also a judge, and they have three lay judges, which are kind of like jurors, mm-hmm. because there are a couple of insurance business and stationery business. And so with these five people, and there are a couple alternates, too. So there's seven on there, but there are really five that will decide his fate.
And what was it followed in the media in Germany? Was it a big story at the time?
Yes, yes. It becomes a sensation. It's like people are, all over Germany, France, Switzerland, United States, Britain, Australia, Argentina, all over Spain. A lot of people are following this because one of the most prominent generals in the World War I, General Ludendorff, he seems to be the star when it starts because the general Ludendorff was involved. That's crazy, they thought. Well, and high treason. But as the trial goes on, it's Hitler that starts getting more of attention.
Okay. General Ludendorff, briefly tell us, why was he such a prominent general?
He was one of the, he had some of the major victories for the Germany at the beginning of the war. He and Hindenburg were probably the two most prominent generals and basically ruling the country almost like a dictatorship during World War I. Mm-hmm. And so for the far right, Ludendorff is an idol. He's like they see him as a military genius. The left and the center, they see Ludendorff and his wildly ambitious schemes of causing Germany's defeat.
And what was his role in the trial then?
Well, he's also accused of high treason with Hitler because Hitler sent sends four guys out to fetch Ludendorff from his house, his villa, and they bring him to the beer hall. And Ludendorff, if you read like standard accounts, they talk about Ludendorff arriving in his military uniform. I mean, standard biographies of Hitler. He does it. We have all these witnesses. He comes in civilian clothes, and that's because I think he's able to cover. He has like a cover in case it goes wrong, mm-hmm. and it does go wrong. So Ludendorff gets on the stand. He's like blaming everybody else for the catastrophe except himself. Mm-hmm. And Hitler, on the other hand, is taking responsibility, saying, "Yeah, I did this."
Hitler,
I'm not a traitor.
Interesting. So Hitler was essentially admitted to it. So he knew he was going to jail for this, right?
Yes, that's what's. I mean, the authorities have it. They have Hitler, and Hitler does not deny it. I mean, treason, high treason. 3,000 witnesses at the beer hall. They have overwhelming evidence. Mm-hmm. Hitler doesn't deny it. In fact, he brags about it. He says, "I did this, but there is no treason against the traitors in government. The real traitors, the government in Berlin." And the audience is loving this. I mean, the Munich courtroom is clearly on his side, and the reporters are covering this in detail. So Hitler's not talking to a beer hall in Munich anymore. He's talking to the biggest audience he's ever had in his life. Mm. He's talking to all over Germany. United States. At the beginning of the trial, people were misspelling his name. Hitler with two T's. Some people are, some.
Right.
But by the end, this becomes less and less common. And his background.
We're talking to David King, by the way. The book, the brand new book, is The Trial of Adolf Hitler. And so he's saying that it's not treason that he committed. In terms of his philosophies, the Nazis' philosophies, his views on Jews, did that all come out during the trial?
Yes, it did. He makes no mistake that he's an anti-Semite. He's blaming the Jews. He's blaming the Marxists. He's saying his life mission, he wants to destroy the Marxists, he's saying, too. He's very clear about that. And the Nazi Party, too, was banned after the putsch. After the Beer Hall putsch, the attempted revolution failed, they're banned. And they're divided, and they've fled. And so Hitler's on the stand kind of rebuilding this. He's bragging about how he turned this small party of a handful of men in the back room into a movement of millions. Mm-hmm. He always called the Nazi Party, he wouldn't use the word party, he called it a movement because it sounded more dynamic.
Yeah.
But it's not true at all. We have the records of, we found this letter, the guy who hid the files when the police storm and they start seizing Nazi property. They didn't have millions. They had 55,787 members.
Wow, 55,000. In the trial itself, how much do you think it expanded the Nazi power, the trial itself?
Well, a lot, because you could tell this because right after the trial, there's an election, and they do the best they'll do until even the Depression. I mean, the votes go way up, mm-hmm. way up. I mean, and Nazis, they're getting a couple newspapers that are created, because Nazis' paper was banned. Some more right-wing papers are being created to promote Hitler and the far right. And you see them going up, 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 up. And, as the economy starts to do better, as the economy does better, it will go down again.
Right.
So that's one of the things about one of the catastrophes of the trial. It's a sensation at the time, but looking back now, we'd say this is a catastrophe.
Right. Now, go ahead.
Oh, well, the authorities had him. He was guilty, and had they just followed the law said he should have had a lengthy stay in prison. And then also, a second law, if you are a foreigner, you should be deported. And Hitler's not German. He's Austrian. He had to just follow the law. He should have had a lengthy stay in prison and then been deported. So that when the Great Depression hits, Hitler would have been locked up or away. And one thing that didn't come out during the trial, when he stormed into the beer hall, he was actually on parole at that time. They didn't mention that.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just a catastrophe of a perversion of justice.
David King is with us, by the way, here on WILS. His brand new book is The Trial of Adolf Hitler. So he gets convicted for treason, right?
Yes, a slap the wrist.
And what kind of a sentence was he facing for that?
Well, he should have had a life in prison, but he doesn't get that at all. The judge is invoked extenuating circumstances. So the verdict is April 1st, kind of an irony. And by the end of April 1st, 1924, by the end of the year, December 20th, 1924, mm-hmm. he's already out on parole.
I'm confused. He was facing life in prison for treason. Why was that not the sentence he received?
A lot of people are asking that question. How in the world did this happen? Is not high treason worth longer than that?
And what do you think in terms of looking at the documentation? What happened?
Well, it's the judge. This is, if you read traditional, the standard biographies of Hitler, they talk about the judge as he likes Hitler, he's a nationalist. That is absolutely true. I don't think they're wrong about that. But there's something else that's pushing him to be so lenient, as I discovered. And I think that's really motivating him to be so lenient and kind of slap the wrist. Because, this is...
Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, if you want. Yeah, it's like they had a lot to hide. Barry had a lot to hide. And so often when the trial is out, there's a big debate at the beginning. Should this be a public trial? Because there's a lot to hide because of the Versailles Treaty, for one thing. Mm-hmm. It limited how much Germany could have. When Germany lost the war, no more than 100,000 men, for example. Strict limits on other military items. Well, Germany was, the Bavarian government was already arming a lot of these fighting societies that were also hiding weapons, like some of the weapons used for their putsch. They were hidden in churches. They're hitting at a student fraternity or dueling society. Mm-hmm. They're hidden around town like that. Hitler knows that because his stormtroopers are being trained by the military.
Okay.
And so he has some things on them that could really cause a lot of trouble.
Really? So you're saying essentially they were worried that Hitler would reveal this, and so they went easy on him for that?
Well, I think that, there's another reason. There's other things are hiding too, but I think that is a big part of it because in 1923, January, the French had marched into the Ruhr, the big industrial center, for much, much less than that. And mm-hmm. France was worried about, we had not spent 4 years in World War I defeating German nationalism and aggression to see it come up again in terms of, Ludendorff and Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
So France was very vigilant, and so the French papers were a wonderful source because they were very skeptical of this whole trial from the get-go.
Right.
Why are they going in a secret session every time, the conversation gets interesting?
Right. The Germans were hiding a lot. Interesting. So he gets, 9 months in jail? That's what he ends up serving out of the 5 years?
They also count the time after the arrest. He's arrested in 23, so about 13 months. He had that from the time of his arrest, they also count that as part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's arrested in November 1923. They count that part of his sentence, but he's out then by 24.
And he writes Mein Kampf, right, while he's in prison or jail?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, this is what which is the book that will make him a millionaire. I mean, it doesn't sell so well initially, but later on it will.
Mm-hmm.
And it would mean, looking at Hitler and what we know about him, I mean, would he ever have written this book had he not had this time on his hands? And prison gives you time on your hands. I mean, he was too busy making speeches, which is his preferred means. And we also know he actually did write it, too.
Right.
The old biographies talk about how he dictated it, but we have new files from Lenzburg, incredible, from Hitler's time there that were discovered in Germany recently, and you can see from Rudolf Hess letters. Just read those, how he's describing who's in prison with him.
Look, it's the never before told story of how the trial launched the Nazi Party. The book is The Trial of Adolf Hitler: The Beer Hall Putsch and the Rise of Nazi Germany. Author is historian David King. Find him at davidkingauthor.com, davidkingauthor.com. And David is right here with us on 1320 WILS. David, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And that wraps it up for us. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Solomon Martin right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back here on Monday at 6 p.m., as always, on more compelling talk radio 1320 WILS.